Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the sixth day of Nisan, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Kaloim, Perek Revi, Mishnah Aleph. Beisham Karachas HaKerim, literally a bald space in a vineyard. An open space, that's an area where there was a once growing vines, but that area has now been cleared, it's no longer there. How big does that area have to be before you can sow seeds in it without having a problem of kilei hakerem, of having a mixture of vines and other plants? Beshamay emrim, beshamay say esrim barba amos. The space has to be at least 24 by 24 amos in size before you're allowed to sow there. Or besil emrim, sheshes rama. Besil say 16 by 16 amos. Once it's that size, you're allowed to sow in it. Anything less than 16 amos, you're not allowed to sow in there. Mechoil HaKerem, an area which is called literally the dancing or the area that bounds the vineyard. This is a space between the vineyard and the fence. Beshama Emrim Sheshes Rama. Beshama says that if there is a 16 amma gap between the fence and the vine, you're allowed to sow there other vegetables or other kinds. Even if there's only 12 amas between the vine and the fence, that's, you're out of sow things there. The What is now the definition of kerachas akerim, which we mentioned? What does it mean, a bald space in the vineyard? Kerim shechorev memtsoi. This is a vineyard where the middle of it has been destroyed. Either they dried up or they've been pulled out of the ground, and what's left is vines all around them, or even on two sides of this empty space. That empty space would be called karachas akerim. Im ein sham sheshes reyama, if you don't have a distance, if that area is not as big as 16 by 16 amas, like the opinion of Basil we're learning, of course, lo yovizer lasham, then you cannot sow any particular seeds there or any other product there. Why? Why do you need 16 amas according to Basil? That's because the area which is needed to work the vineyard is 4 amas. So, on one side of this space, of this empty space, you've got vines. They need 4 amas space, where free space, where you can't sow anything, to work the vine. For the farmer to bring his cows there, his oxen, or to plow the ground there, you need at least 4 amas. That's about 2 meters. On the other side of the empty space, you need another 4 amas there to be the Aveda Sakerim, for the working area for the vineyard. Well, if you've used up already 8 amas out of this empty space where you can't sow, then there's 8 amas left because it's 16 amas, 16 minus 4 and over the side, 16 minus 8 equals 8. You've got 8 amas. Says Beis Hillel, that's a mokum choshuv, that's already considered a substantial area, and it can be sown with other products or other kinds of food. However, if it's less than 8 amas in between, in other words, the whole area is less than 16 by 16, once you get to less than 8 amas in of sowing area, it becomes almost bottled to the vineyard. It becomes like it's subordinate or secondary to the vineyard. And then it looks like the whole karachas is belonging to the vineyard, and you're not allowed to sow other diverse kinds in there, other things other than a vineyard, vines there. Hoyushom Sheish Esrei Amma. Once there's 16 amas in that gap, in that empty area, Noisten Laevadosai, we give the vines on each side, the vineyard on each side, a space of 4 amas to work the vines, Vizarea Samosa, and then you're allowed to sow the remaining 8 amas in the middle. Beis Shammai hold, however, that an area which is less than 8 amas is not considered a field, and therefore the karachas has to be 24 amas. 4 amas on either side for the working area of the vineyard. That's 8 amas used up of the 24. And 16 left in between where you're allowed to sow it. But if there's less than 16 amas, i.e. less than 8 amas for each side, then it's not even considered a field, and that would be bottled to the vineyard and it would be secondary to the vines, and you're not allowed to sow there. Mishnah Beis. Now we've defined what a karachas hakerem is. What's a mechol hakerem? Ezo hi mechol hakerem. What is the mechol of the kerem? This is a space ben kerem legadar between the vineyard and the fence. It's called mechol hakerem, either because, as Rabbeinu Shimshon says, it's something that goes all around. It goes around the vineyard. Or it's called mechol hakerem because of the dances that used to take place in the vineyards. It would take place between the vines and the fence. Or some say it's called mechol hakerem, the Rambam learns, because people would be moichel this area. Mechol from the word moichel. They would forego this area. They wouldn't mind if people used that area for things. Im ein shom 12 amos, says the Mishnah, if there's not even 12 amos between the fence and the vines, like Basil Paskins in the previous Mishnah, lo yovizar l'sham, then you're not allowed to sow there any seeds, any vegetables or anything. Why? Because once again, you need 4 amos next to the vine to be left free for working the vine, avodas hakerem as it's called. You need another 4 amos to be left free next to the fence so that it doesn't soften the ground there and cause the fence to fall. After you've taken away 4 amos of the avodas hakerem for the working area of the vine and the 4 amos next to the fence, if you have 12 amos, you'll have still a left 4 amos which you can sow vegetables or seed or crop, because that's considered a shir choshev on its own. 4 amos is already a substantial area that you can consider it a makam choshev, and it's not bottled to the kerem, it's not secondary to the vineyard. However, if it was less than 12 amos between the vines and the fence, then that would leave less than 4 amos of sowing area, because you'd use 4 for the vodas hakerem, for the working there, and 4 for the fence that you need. That leaves less than 4 in between, and that, Basil say, is not a makam choshev. It would be bottled to the vineyard, and by sowing in that area, it would be tantamount to kelaim, or it looks like kelaim. Hoyusham stays shtemis rama, once you've got a distance of 12 amas, noisen levadasa, you can give the vineyard enough area for working in the area, which is 4 amas, vizarez amosa, and so the rest of the space, at least the area up to the area that you need for the fence. Beis Shama, however, hold that, as we said before, a field is not considered choshev, or not considered a field, anything less than 8 amas. And therefore they say that the mechol hakerem has to be 16 amos, this area between the vines and the fence, 16 amos, so that you'll achieve in the middle to get at least 8 amos that you can sow. 16 minus 4 for the avodas hakerem, 4 next to the fence, leaves another 8 in the middle. Only then you'll be able to sow the balance.